Santa Claus is coming to town.
And now a holiday story some parents can probably relate to. For kids who love to sit on Santa's knee and dream about gifts and wishes, getting FaceTime with the white bearded one can be one of the highlights of the season. But for kids diagnosed on the autism spectrum, sitting on the knees of strangers in front of a crowd, making eye contact with a bizarre looking fellow in a red suit, can be more like a Halloween experience. Melody Benbow knows what I'm talking about. She's a coordinator of Talk About Curing Autism in Cranberry, New Jersey. She has a 5-year-old with autism. She joins us now. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Is the Santa's knee thing a kind of a scary proposition for some kids, and how do parents deal with it?
Absolutely. You know, kids with autism have a hard time, you know, just going into a mall or going to anything in general. So sometimes going to a guy who's going to look at you and wear this silly costume and say, ho, 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 can be the most intimidating thing ever for them.
Also with us is Santa A. Claus. That's the name on his driver's license. He's a Santa at the Jersey Gardens Mall in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Good morning, Santa.
Good morning.
Now, you've actually addressed this issue by attending sensitive Santa sessions that helps to, get Santas accustomed to the fact that not everyone sitting on their laps is really, really comfortable there. How do you do that?
Well, it's just be very, very quiet and play to the child to the way they have to be played to. You have to look at each child individually and then direct yourself accordingly. Some of the children don't want to sit on your lap. They want to sit next to you. Some of the children just want to stand and look at you. So each child has to be looked at separately and treated.
And you've got to give them the option. You know, we noted this morning that the owner of 24 malls nationwide, the Ohio-based Glimshire Realty Trust, has recently started working with autism groups to offer sensitive Santa sessions at its malls. Melody Benbow, would you endorse that as a sort of a national initiative?
Absolutely. I think it's important to bring Santa Claus to every child with any disability and to provide a sensory-friendly Santa.
And how would you signal that this Santa is sensitive, whereas this one over here is maybe more of an amateur, Melody?
I think you know, going to a Santa that, Mr. Claus said, a Santa who's willing to just let the kids come up and greet him as they are. Maybe that child needs to stand. Maybe they need to do some stimming, some screaming. The Santa might just sit there. The Santa might stand up and instead of having the child sit on their lap, give a high five, maybe not necessarily say ho, ho, ho. You have to adjust to that child, gauge the child.
You know, Melody, it occurs to me, not to diminish in any sense the significance of dealing with someone on the autism spectrum in your own family, but on some level, maybe the kids have it right. It is a little odd to be sitting on some stranger's lap talking about stuff.
Absolutely. Of course it's odd. But I think it's an American pastime that most parents want to bring to their children. So you have to set yourself up for success. Maybe go and be the first one in the line at the mall or the place you're going to, or maybe go to the last one. Ask the mall to turn down the music, the lights, things like that. Set yourself up for success before you get there.
Good suggestion from Melody Benbow, coordinator of Talk About Curing Autism in Cranberry, New Jersey. Her 5-year-old Calvin has autism, and we wish him a Merry Christmas. And Santa A. Claus, a sensitive Santa at the Jersey Gardens Mall in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Have a happy holiday season, guys.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.